Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for November 17th, 2020. Today we'll be reading from Isaiah 40, verses 3 through 5, and from Thomas Kelly. Someone is shouting, "Clear a path in the desert, make a straight road for the Lord our God. Fill in the valleys, flatten every hill and mountain, level the rough and rugged ground. Then the glory of the Lord will appear for all to see. The Lord has promised this." This is something wholly different from mild conventional religion, which, with respectable skirts held back by dainty fingers, anxiously tries to fish the world out of the mudhole of its own selfishness. Thomas Kelly. A God-led life is messy and hard work. As Thomas Kelly points out, a lot of folks prefer to practice mild and conventional faithfulness, focused on the superficial and not willing to get in the middle of the mess. We read Isaiah's words, quoted by John the Baptist, and we assume that God, or at least somebody else, will be making straight the paths. It won't be our sweat and toil and commitment. But that's not what Isaiah says. It calls the listener to do the work. We may not want to be described as anxious, dainty, and respectable, in a sense detached and unwilling to respond to the true need around us, but often we are more willing to wring our hands than actually get them dirty. Maybe for some of us, it's not an unwillingness to get dirty, but a cynicism that getting involved won't really change anything. Maybe we've understood religion to be separated from reality, and instead of seeing God's call as a means to make straight the paths, we've perceived relationship with God as an escape from the harsh experience of injustice and suffering. The thing is, God seems to expect getting down in the dirt and mess is the best way. When God chooses to reveal God's self most fully, God becomes human. Jesus enters the world through the mess and pain of childbirth. He grows up through all the messiness of personal growth. He hangs out with real people, encounters conflicts and agendas, and in the end, death. God's revelation comes through messiness, through hands-on work, through tears and blood and brokenness. For those of us who are trying to follow Jesus, why would we expect anything different? Staying clean, staying above the mess, these aren't the marks of faithfulness. Building roads in the wilderness is dirty and hard work. Faithfully loving and caring for those around us means getting down in the mud and being present, just as Jesus was. We don't need to do this in dainty anxiousness. We do this work as Jesus empowers us. We don't need to look around for a mud pit to jump into. We go where Jesus directs us. We can do this confidently and wholeheartedly, trusting that God's intention through us is to make the way straight, and to be in the middle of the messiness, offering the love and light of God. Some questions for today. Where is God calling you to make the path straight? What messiness has given you pause to be faithful to that call? How might God empower you to enter in?